USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mayor Steve Voss says a woman has been killed in a shooting at a synagogue in Poway, California, which is north of San Diego. Three other people are hospitalized. KFMB TV reporter Brandon Lewis says a 19-year-old man has been detained.
We don't know any information about the suspect. As we pulled up, he was taken into one of the sheriff's vehicles that was here, and actually they drove him out of the scene about 30 seconds before we went live here, so we didn't get a good look at him. The windows on those vehicles are pretty tinted. The folks who were around here, the witnesses, say that he seemed to be a younger person. They described him as looking somber when he was taken into custody here, but the exact circumstances around his arrest and what happened haven't been made known to us.
An off-duty Border Patrol agent had fired at the fleeing suspect, who was at the time calling the police on himself. President Trump is offering his deepest sympathies. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters is blasting a federal judge's decision to release a Coast Guard officer who's accused of plotting domestic terrorism. He's agreed to release Christopher Hassan after his public defender argued the government couldn't keep detaining him because he hasn't been charged in any terrorism-related counts. Hassan, allegedly a white supremacist, pleaded not guilty to gun and drug charges. Investigators also found a hit list in his home that included Waters, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as anchors from CNN and MSNBC. Waters says there's no credible justification to allow someone clearly as dangerous as Hassan to go free while awaiting trial. 15 people have died during a Sri Lankan security forces operation in the aftermath of the Easter bombings. Three men set off explosives inside what is believed to be a jihadist safe house. 250 people died from the multiple bombings on Easter Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Researchers have uncovered a metaphysical mystery, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A new study by a Nobel-winning astronomer says the universe is expanding faster than it used to, meaning it's about a billion years younger than previously believed. That's sending a shudder through the world of physics, making astronomers rethink some of their most basic concepts. At issue is what's called the Hubble constant, a calculation for how fast the universe is expanding. Using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope, Johns Hopkins University astronomers concluded in a scientific journal that the figure is 9% higher than the previous calculation. The trouble is, they believe both calculations are correct. And if you're confused, that's okay, because the experts are too. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was on ABC's The View. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Former Vice President and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden appeared on The View in his first interview since officially announcing he's running for the White House. Biden was asked why he asked former President Barack Obama not to endorse him at this time.
I didn't want it to look like he was putting his thumb on the scale here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this based on who I am, not by the president going out and trying to say, this is the guy you should be with.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.